Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode, Into the Fix. So last week we talked about questioning what you believe. This week we're going to talk about how to identify our Achilles heel and not allow this to undermine the progress we're making in life. So for those of you who are not up to date on your Greek mythology, Achilles was a great warrior. In fact, he was nearly invincible. His mother had taken him as an infant and dipped him into some special river that made him impermeable to his enemy's weapons. He was completely protected, except for one place, the heel, where his mother was holding him when she dipped him in the water. The end result was that he was invincible everywhere but where his mother was holding him, hence the term Achilles heel. I think this is true for a lot of us too. I think all of us have a vulnerability that threatens to take us down if we don't identify and protect ourselves. The goal for us is to identify what our vulnerability is so we can take steps to protect ourselves. One thing I think is really important to understand is that Achilles' heel is not the hurdles we have to overcome to be successful. I think everybody has those as well. For some people, poverty is a hurdle. For some people, lack of positive role models could be a hurdle. For some people, lack of opportunity could be a hurdle. But these are things you have to overcome to become successful. Your Achilles' heel is something that threatens the success after you've already achieved it. So there's a big difference between hurdles and your Achilles heel. So what are some of those differences? First, hurdles affect our ability to succeed. Our Achilles heel affects our ability to maintain our success. The other thing is hurdles are generally things we can't control. Poverty, we don't control that. Lack of positive role models, we don't control that. Our Achilles heel is something that is in our control. It's something that, quite honestly, is probably fully in our control. And so it's something that we actually can control. And the last thing to understand is that hurdles are usually overcome once. Our Achilles heel follows us throughout our life. Meaning that, you know, if one of the barriers to my success is poverty, and I find a way to pay for college, or I find a way to, you know, get money to open a business, then sort of once I've gotten past that hurdle, I don't usually have to go back and circle to that one again. Our Achilles heel is different. Our Achilles heel is something that just keeps coming up time and time again throughout your life. So this isn't about achieving success. It's about maintaining success, right? It's not about getting to where I want to be. It's about staying where I want to be once I've gotten there. And see, the problem isn't that we have an Achilles heel. I would say we all do, right? The problem is that most people don't recognize or acknowledge that they have an Achilles heel, that they have a weakness, that they have something that if they don't pay attention to, it will take them down. The other problem is that because people don't acknowledge or recognize they have an Achilles heel, they don't do anything to address or prevent this from doing damage. And so the end result can be more devastating than the hurdles we've already overcome to become successful. So what would be an example of an Achilles heel type of thing? And I can think of a couple examples. I remember in grad school, there was a professor in our department, brilliant guy, had been published and was pretty well regarded in his area of study, right? His specialty area. The problem was, is he was very arrogant. And his arrogance made him think he was smarter and funnier than anyone else, and smarter and funnier than he actually was. As a result, there were many times he made comments in front of students that were inappropriate. Sometimes they were sexual, sometimes they were just rude, sometimes they were just uninformed, ignorant, whatever you want to say. Fast forward after a couple of these complaints by students and by their parents, and he was basically told he was no longer allowed to instruct students. So here's this brilliant guy who has all this knowledge, he's done all this research, and he's basically being paid to sit in his office and do nothing. And the reason why he was in his office is because he was a tenured professor, so they couldn't fire him. But make no mistake, this wasn't some gravy train. I mean, he was getting paid, so like I guess that was good. But he had lost the respect of everybody. His peers didn't respect him. The fellow teachers didn't respect him. He wasn't being invited to give speeches anywhere. I would argue he had lost so much respect that even the grad students knew what his story was, right? He was truly persona non grata. And so here's a man who had worked so hard to get to a place where he could instruct students, and his arrogance put him in a position where he wasn't able to do the thing he wanted to do. Or maybe Achilles' heel looks like a businessman who always felt he was a little better than other people. And so when other people had to follow the rules, he didn't. And so he doesn't. He sidesteps his taxes. He takes shortcuts. Eventually, it catches up with him, and the whole house, the whole business comes tumbling down. Me personally, I would say my Achilles heel is generally kind of a lack of respect for authority. Not sure why I'm this way or where it came from, but I've always generally felt like other people shouldn't be able to tell me what to do or to be disrespectful to me, even if they were in a position of authority. Even if they were a boss or a cop or a professor, I always had the belief that people should treat me the way I would treat them, no matter what their position is. And if they didn't, then I felt like I had every right to air my grievances in whatever way I thought was appropriate. So I would say whatever I thought needed to be said. I would do whatever I thought was right. The problem is, other people are probably going to disagree with my assessment, especially if they are a professor or if they're my boss. And depending on their position, they might even be able to make that point really, really clear to me. And so my Achilles heel is that if I don't respect authority, I do things that then makes authority want to take actions against me and will undermine my success or my progress. But here's how I know this is my Achilles heel. It's not because I generally have a lack of respect for authority. It's because it got worse as I got more successful. Each milestone of achievement became validation that I was as good as I thought I was. And so it only increased my arrogance. It only increased my feeling that I was above the rules. Get my college degree. I get my graduate degree. And then each one of these sort of serves as a justification that people should be treating me better than I think they are. Like I said before, hurdles go away once you jump them. Your Achilles heel doesn't. So how do we begin identifying our Achilles heel? How do you begin identifying your Achilles heel? And for me, there's a process. The first is to think about the types of problems you usually have. And they could be big or small, but you should usually have more than one thing you're looking at. And they don't have to be the biggest issues you ever encounter, but they need to be issues that have consequences. So I stay out too late once a month probably isn't going to make the cut unless there's some sort of consequence. If it's I keep staying out late and so I'm showing up late to work, well, then there's our consequence. So maybe that one does count. Next, we want to look and see if we can identify a common theme. Like maybe you pay your bills late and generally don't meet obligations on time. Well, there are consequences for that. Your credit might be messed up. You could get fired. So we'd want to use that one. And then the common theme is sort of a general lack of responsibility. And so then we want to look and we want to see if there's even deeper themes, right? If there's something even deeper. For instance, not paying my bills could be a lack of attention to detail, or it could be a sense of entitlement, like I'll pay my bills when I feel like it, right? And so we want to look and see if we can find out what the deeper issues are. We want to see if we can link the issues that we're looking at into a deeper theme. And then we want to ask ourselves, this theme that I've come up with, is this something I've seen before? Have I struggled with attention to detail in the past? Have I struggled with entitlement in the past? What does this say about me and what my weaknesses might be? And then lastly, how do I take steps to protect myself? Identifying a weakness is good. Figuring out where it comes from is great. But neither of these matter if I don't take steps to limit the damage that can come from these weaknesses. See, all of us have things that have the potential to hold us back or even undo the progress we've already made. Our goal is to figure out what it is and take steps to limit that damage. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you have questions or situations you want to share, DM me and I can do my best to either address those directly or I'll address them in a future episode. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Sewickley. Information about that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about what to do to get out of your own way. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.